Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Trail Wave, nigga, what's up? Yeah.
The Beach Brigade.
Jesus, young underground king. With models, they get down for the wrong thing. With them diamonds in the gold ring. Designer demons that be acting like they all queens. But we gon' keep it real. Hey, will they keep it real? Doubt that, but tonight we can make a deal. That it's going down, if you can hold it down. Jesus, young underground king. With models, they get down for the wrong thing. With them diamonds in the gold ring. Designer demons that be acting like they all queens. But we gon' keep it real. Hey, will they keep it real? Doubt that, but tonight we can make a deal. That it's going down. Hold it down, wood grain, we can roll around. Couldn't kick it with them lanes that you go around. Get a whole greenhouse, boo blowing down. But just take them back to Houston when we slow it down. We gon' keep it real. Where they keep it real, down there. But tonight we can make a deal. That it's going down, we can hold it down.
One time for the one time. Pull up, niggas slap at the rim line. Real true, niggas say it to me one time. White walls and the bulls on the coming down. You ain't talking about money, ain't coming out. Lips blurring, my words, they ain't coming out. Two cups, one chain when I'm pulling out. Shawty talking about kids when I'm pulling out.
That's purple, baby.
It's so contagious. Got a nigga feeling he's so amazing. Open, maybe you open, baby. Met it downtown, East Houston, baby. She don't fuck a hoe, they too crazy. Wonder why the kid made you my lady. I'm rapping hard cause it's Houston, baby.
Houston, baby. Jessens, young underground kings. Where models, they get down for the wrong things. What do diamonds in the gold bring? Designer divas that be acting like they all queens. We gon' keep it real. Hey, where they keep it real? Doubt that, but tonight we can make a deal. That it's going down, you can hold it down. Jessens, young underground kings. Where models, they get down for the wrong things. What do diamonds in the gold bring? Designer divas that be acting like they all queens. We gon' keep it real. Hey, where they keep it real? Doubt that, but tonight we can make a deal. That it's going down, if you can hold it down. Hold it down, wood grain, we can roll around. Couldn't kick it with them lanes that you go around. Get a whole ring, house, boot blowing down. But just take them back to Houston when we slow it down. We gon' keep it real. Hey, where they keep it real? Doubt that, but tonight we can make a deal. That it's going down, you can hold it down. Hey, trippin', like beside it. Wood grain, she wanna hop inside it. Free LaBoosie and my uncle, I've been grinding hard, it's about perfect timing. Perfect diamonds on my wrist. Straight up, and she wanna kiss. I keep it pimp, recipe to pimp. Eat fake strips, she wanna take a trip.
Gotta go in like a vocal go. Little we can do this blow for blow. My shit cold, gon' get an overcoat. King shit, can't overdose. Underground, Pharaoh. Crown me, real gold. Why need swag when I'm real ho? Houston, I'm a real ho.
Hold it down, wood grain, we can roll around. Couldn't kick it with the lanes that you go around. Get a whole greenhouse, boot blow it down. Or just take them back to Houston when we slow it down. We gon' keep it chill. We ain't keep it real. Doubt that, but tonight we can make a deal. Let us pour it down. You can hold it down.
Follow us at Legal Dope Radio. So you know what it is. I've been tweeting all day long. Shout out to all of the artists, man. It's gonna get some spin tonight. You know, I tweeted the boy Mickey Hall said, and he said when he get back in town, it's going down. So we'll have Mickey on the show soon. We're gonna definitely keep you posted.
Mickey Flow.
Shout out to the boy E Dub. You already know what it is, man.
Hey, just to cut you off for a second, my fault, yo. Hey, that was a great show last week.
Yeah.
It was a great show last week. If you missed it, it's available right now.
Yeah.
You can go download the show. LegalGovRadio.com. It was a great show. Big, huge, super, super shout out to my main man, he's up, Gangsta Man. The boy goes hard.
Exactly.
The show went hard.
Exactly.
Everything was great, man. Big shout out to my man, he's up, Gangsta Man.
And also, if you go to my family, if you're one of my Facebook friends, I got a lot of them. Go to my Facebook page. You know what I mean? Like I say, follow me on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at LegalGovRadio, and you can get the downloads there as well. You know what I mean? So, like I say, big shout out to E Dub, man. You know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do. Get a chance.
Ever done it? Underground, I run it. Don't make me one and shot your face and put like six in your stomach. So we some stacking ass niggas, get it cracking ass niggas. We gangsters and we don't fuck with you rapping ass niggas. Old dick in the booty, sex packet ass niggas. Only tough in the booth, you old acting ass niggas. With they do rag and fitted, East Coast swagger ass niggas. Hey, tracks, I'm through fucking with these faggot ass niggas. My flow too gutter, my life too grimy. Spit it on every song so you know where to find me. I come from the shy, so you know that I'm banging. And my hat stay cocked, I think you know what I'm claiming. It's a chopper, if you know slang, you know what I'm aiming. And ain't scared to pull a trigger, even though that I'm famous. Got your black gloves on, even though that it's stainless. And shooting cop killers, so your death will be painless. I got
17 bullets coming out of my line.
And fucking with that nigga Dub, you must be out of your mind. I ain't even said shit, niggas falling in line. Cause I got
17 bullets coming out of my line.
I'm sick of being humble. I'm ready to bomb on the first motherfucker mumble. But whisper my name, nigga, this is my lane. My gangsta shit, my money, my bitches, my pain. You niggas ain't ready, been ahead of my time. And if I'm fall, it's back to the lab, dead on my grind. Look, it's money over bitches, success over failure. Spit crack, my saliva is paraphernalia. And the strap stay loaded with one in the cockpit. Ain't that any motherfucker slinking on my shit? This street rap. Fag niggas, step your game up. But fall in line for your little gang, get yanked up. My niggas ain't worried or concerned what y'all do. You looking for me? Shit, I'm on the block, just fall through. But we bite, we don't just bark like y'all do. Your best bet is chill or the burner assault you. I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
And fucking with that nigga Dub, you must be out of your mind. I ain't even said shit, niggas falling in line. Cause I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
Nothing's above me. Lords give me respect, all the gangsters love me. I stay in the streets, it ain't hard to find me. I'm where they gang banging with a mob behind me. You can tell by the cars and jewels we got dough. And any nigga get caught, ain't talking to 5-0. I ain't new to this thug shit, I been in the hood. White tee and blue jeans, nigga, I blend in the hood. I dips in the hood, I dips in the hood. Behind 10, get my dick sucked by your bitch in the hood. Look, if he don't know Dub, there's something wrong with that man mind. And fucking with the wall, you rather walk on a landmine. I was taught to walk quietly and carry a Roscoe. Get bread and try to move more drugs than I sold. And never get greedy, lay low when the block slow. And keep a tight circle, watching out for the Brosco. I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
And fucking with that nigga Dub, you must be out of your mind. I ain't even said shit, nigga, falling in line. Cause I got
17 bullets coming out of my nine.
You hit a second.
what it is. You back in the building with your boy Fresh Air, the People's Player.
And your boy Corey the Great.
Mr. May, rap like this. Legal Dope Radio. Hey, man, Legal Dope Radio is on. You already know what it is. Shout out to the boy Kickstand. Shout out to the boy J5 Freddy Free. You already know what it is. So, look, man. What's going on with you, Fresh, man? What's your week been like, man? Last Wednesday, man. What's been going on?
Well, you know, that's a good question because I live my life from Wednesday to Wednesday.
Right, I know.
So, it's been all good, man. Can't do too much complaining, you know. It's regulation with me. You know, I just been sitting around waiting, you know, because next week, I believe Wednesday, and I'm fronting like I don't know this, but next week, Wednesday, you know, we're celebrating a real special birthday.
Yeah.
You know, in a Legal Dope Radio kind of way, you feel what
you
I'm saying?
Know
so
what it is.
I've been just laying low, doing me for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's been a lot of checking on Ray G. I say my homie is doing fine, you know, and bouncing back in a well way. You know, but just checking on the homie, you know what I mean? I'm getting my shit on, man, doing Fresh Air to People's Plan type of shit, man. What about you, Quarter the Great?
Oh, man, you know, it's been doing me, man. I've been working on a record in my ear, man, for the last few days. 5 or 6 days. I've been, you know, listening to a lot of music, my music, old music, new music, and just, you know, concocting something.
And I'm going to take credit for that because, you know, I knew you appreciated it, you know, when I kind of came through and dropped some jewels on you. You
hey,
know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Because
I got some other good news, too, that I'm going to give you in a minute.
I can't wait to hear that. But at the same, you got that black hair?
No.
No. Yeah, but like I say, you know, I know you appreciate it, you know what I mean, when I slid too and dropped that old music off on you because that's what I've been listening to lately. So it's been like, you know, I've been in that lane, you know what I mean? And I believe we might have, you know, first of all, there's no Freddie Free pick of the week, no iPod pick of the week. So it's going to be a Fresh Air pick, you know. And the hottest CD of the, you know, the hottest CD out right now to me is actually 3 CDs. By my Uncle Earl, you know, and, you know, for those that don't know, I got a couple of uncles, you know, Uncle Too Short, Uncle Todd, Uncle Earl, you know, E-40, you know what I mean? My Uncle Snoop, obviously, Uncle Charlie Wilson, you know what I mean? But either way that go, E-40 CD is fucking banging. And it's 3 CDs, Block Brochure 1, 2, and 3, you know, and I just picked the song I've been banging all week, you know what I mean? Hey, the shit's so hard, man, you know, so big shout out to my Uncle E. For doing his thing, you know what I mean? Because he's back. He's been, you know, he's been dropping jewels on y'all, you know what I mean? So that's what I've been known for real, you know what I mean? But I've been stuck in that old quarter key zone, you know, like quarter key, not Sean Lennon. I've been stuck in the quarter key zone, you know what I mean? You've been toggling back and forth between Quarter the Great and my Uncle Earl, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. You pick. I've been listening to this tweet. It's going to be, well, I'll let y'all about that, 12.
Yeah, we're talking over y'all about that because I was listening to, and I, you know, dare I say, satellite radio the other day, and I actually heard a lot of this shit.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
Right.
And it was one record in particular that I'm hoping that you have with you today because I like the record. It's amazing. But, you know, like I say, I was telling my girl the other day, I'm a 40 fan. I go back. Me and 40 go back, and I mean back.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you fuck with 40 since, you know what I mean,
since,
Mr. Flamboyant.
You know what I'm saying?
Like shit,
exactly.
And a lot of people don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
So, I
you
know.
I mean,
I know.
First CD, that the first tape,
the
I'm sorry, that was released.
The Click.
Now I'm about to fuck y'all up. Not the one where on Mr. Flamboyant, the words is reversed. I had the one that actually said the words that the sample say in Mr. Flamboyant. I had the tape, nigga. I had to take the Click. Shout out to my boy Dwight. Shout out to Big Dwight, man. You know, that fool has everything. You know what? We can probably get that fool right now, and he can send that to us. I'm almost 100% positive. If I can get in touch with this fool, he will add that shit. Quarter Key, Sean Lennon, Get Addicted.
I was born to the world, you know what I'm saying? To a single mother, you know. My grandmother and grandfather was kind of like my mother and father. It was crazy, you know. It's personal shit, though. Y'all vibe with me for a second. You know, growing up was kind of off the wall for a nigga, you know. I grew up around gangsters, you know what I'm saying? Pimps and players and shit like that, you know? niggas that really live our codes and shit, you know what I'm saying? And them dope things, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, I'm old enough, so I'm still some personal shit. And this music, I keep 100%. Hoping everything I vent is felt, knowing everything I say is meant. Whether I spit it in this booth or by the high school bench. It's been some time, so I got more comments. The price of living straight, so we got more convicts. Situations changed and I done lost my grip. But why should I trip? You live by the sword. There's nothing worse in this world than a killer ignored. So I open up for a second and let you explore. This life I'm living is crazy, so I pray to the Lord. Cause I know he's always listening, he never ignores. The flick of most thugs is rapping and selling drugs. If he happens to go to school, then he's 1 out of 52. Tell me, really, what would you do? If your mother was smoked out and your stepdaddy was the lord of a crack house and they raised you in that house.
So maybe if you take a look into my eyes, maybe just maybe you can feel my struggle. Maybe you can see my story. My life has been up and been down. I've lost so many close to me. Look into my eyes and see. Maybe you can.
Rapping poetry to give.
Whoa. I'd rather give it than receive it. Wrap it up for the world and hope they retrieve it. That ain't the half of it. See, I sleep with a 45th and I creep by my lonely. No time for this bitch and homie shit. My problem up is split. I guess who needs it anyway? Life is like a gamble. You can lose on any given day. And lately, I've been drowning my sorrows. This pad and this pen and this Hennessy bottle. It hurts to be a leader that never could follow. A pessimistic person that put my blood in what I do. Nigga, I put my sweat in what I does. Put my tears in for the years that they gave it, cuz imagine telling his son what that white shit was. And why they threw his daddy down on the floor. And why they kicked the hinges off of the door. Yo, don't move, freeze, I got you. And he gon' see his father no more. And it's serious, it's personal.
So maybe if you take a look into my eyes,
maybe
you can feel my struggle. Maybe you can see my story. My life has been up and been down. I've lost so many close to me. Look into my eyes and see. Maybe you can.
I just told all about pain. My life in a nutshell, I express it through my pen so the world can comprehend. My mother, she really sinned, raising me up in insanity. And I swear it's sad to see my people die, but it's reality. And actually, while I'm speaking on casualties, I spit of a man that you might not know. He walked around with a bag and a small afro. Yeah, he was a homie of mine, we was in the same go. He was undoubted for life and he had the same glow. Somebody took his life and left him dead in the snow. So let me ask the question if the saying is true. If you live by the gun, may you die by it too. Whoa. A soldier he was, an optimistic person and put his blood in what he did. Nigga, and he had 2 kids. This my promise for life, your life I live. Oh.
You know what that was right there, Joe. That was classic vintage. Quarter to fucking great right there. That was personal. Hey, talk a little bit about that song. Because, you know, the old Eagle Dope thing, and, you know, folks, friends know, you know, the, you know, what was behind that song, and because it was on every mixtape. Like, we couldn't even do a mixtape for a while without putting that shit on there.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, just give them a 40 seconds or something, telling you, you know, where your head was at when you did that song, and what you felt when you heard that classic ass track with them horns and all that live music and that shit, that greatness that was right there on that track.
It was just crazy because the timing was crazy. Like when I got it, like a lot of shit had happened in my life all at one time. You know what I'm saying? And it was kind of piggybacked off, you know, the shit that happened with Gump, you know,
rest in peace. Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it was kind of like it was tripped out because, you know,
when we lost Gump, it was kind of, he was a big part of what I was doing in my life. He was a part of my life. Mm-hmm. Came to my crib every single day, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Slept there at times. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were together. We were working together. Like, he brought a part of me. He brought a side out of me but I went through that. And then, it was a bunch of personal shit that went on. Just back to back to back to back.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. It was a bunch of personal shit. A bunch of fucked up stuff. So I had just lost my job. It was just tripped out. I had to be, man. I sat in my room, and it was pretty much packed up because I was moving. I sat in my room and wrote the shit on the edge of the dresser. You know what I'm saying? While, indulging or whatever. I wrote the shit on the edge of the dresser with tears in my eyes. It was tripped out. But it was pure. Everything, the whole thing, it was all pure. It was, and the very last verse, if you really listen to the last verse, I get extremely choked up. Like, when I was recording it, this was a one-take thing right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was a one-take, straight-through type thing. You know, when I heard the track, though, it was crazy. But the horns and everything at the end
mm-hmm.
came after I did the song.
Right.
He's a saxophone player, and it came after I actually did the record. You know what I'm saying? So it was tripped out, man. And he said when he heard it, he said the music, just the words that I was saying just talked to him, and that's what made him play the way he played. Because if you listen to it, it's not actually own. You understand what I'm saying? But shout out to that. So
that was huge. And it's funny because I never told you this. Without getting too much and too personal, with you and our personal relationship, you know what I mean? That's one of the songs, because if you remember, I called and invited you to Cali for whatever I had going on, you know what I mean? It was like, man, I don't have much, but, I was working at the time. I told you I got 2-3 checks, so I put them up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you tell me you're coming this day, we'll get a couple hours together and we'll do whatever.
Right.
But that's one of the songs, because I just came back from a visit from here. I was in Cali, and I told you, when I heard that song, I was like, man, bruh, you going through a lot. You feel me? So you more than welcome to come get away. It never was supposed to be come live with me.
Right.
It was come get away. But,
right.
I'm not going to put you out and you didn't want to go nowhere, so it was a fucking marriage. You know what I mean? So I was like, but I could hear it in the music, bro. It was like, you know what? Fam needs something. I about need something because I was out there by myself. I always told you, man, y'all, I love Cali, but I'm missing one real nigga to hang out with, like a real friend, one of my mans, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that song really pushed me over the top as far as to say,
That record affected a lot of people.
Big shout out to Marcus the Barber. I still hear Marcus. Let me get you this call in a minute. I still see Marcus all the time, and Marcus say, man, y'all need that song by Quarter, man. And he talked,
Right.
Man, that was my favorite song, man. Grew up in the crack house, and now he always say that same bar, So big shout out to Marcus because, like you say, it obviously touched him in a way.
Right.
That's more than just a banger. Like, you don't put that in your CD deck, I'm for the tape deck, I'm old school. You don't put that in your deck and ride around and smoke blunts to it or ride around ride around and get it or whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of them one songs, So that's why I even chose to ask about that. I'm glad you chose that song to play today because...
Yeah, I had to play it.
Yeah.
Like I say, we're going to definitely touch on a bunch of different things. We're definitely going to touch on, the young homie, Put your hoodies on. I got mine. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, get yours. You already know what it is, man. So we're going to definitely talk about the little homie tonight because the situation is fucked up. It's a real fucked up situation, and it needs to be talked about, and I want people's opinion. I want to know how you feel. I don't want to just have the floor tonight. I want to give you the floor. We 25 minutes into the show. It's 24 after the hour. Legal Dope Radio, your boy Fresh Air, the People's Player, Quarter the Great is definitely in the building. Legal Dope Radio is on. So like I say, we're going to talk about the boy Trayvon tonight. We're going to talk about the boy George Zimmerman as well. Because the whole situation, is it a hate crime? Like, the whole situation is messed up. So we definitely going to talk about that. We're going to tell y'all about the record sales. Because I know everybody likes to hear about record sales and about movies.
The Hunger Games.
You told me.
Definitely got to talk about the Hunger Games.
You told me about it. Let's go to the Lions real quick so we don't lose, you know.
See what we got, man. 632, you're on the line with the Legal Dope Boys. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, this Shorty Low, man. What's going on? It's been a long time, man.
What's up, my man? Too Short. How you, home team?
What's up, man? I just want to congratulate everybody on what they're doing. And I heard the song. The song was touching deeper. But I wanted to add, you know, I'm trying to turn a negative into a positive, and I'm doing my first ever comedian stand-up Friday night at the Milan at the Players Bar. And I also will be at Tasha Teen Party Sunday night. So if you want to have your side heard, come on, check me out, man. I've been making you niggas laugh for years, man.
Man, sure. I'm going to be the first motherfucker to say, bro, I'm proud of you because you know how I feel about you and your comedy, bro, because it's natural and you a funny motherfucker,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So doing it the way you're doing it, putting yourself on the stage finally, it finally just fair. So I already know your thought process. It was like, you know what? Fuck it. I might as well go ahead and do it because niggas been laughing at me for years like you just said, bro. So if you truly go on that route, bro, I'm real proud of you, Short, because you didn't even tell me that. I've been seeing you every day for the past 2 weeks.
And another thing I want to touch on, you know, people worried about, you know, am I going to be cracking on people? No, that's not what my comedy is about. I'm not here to put nobody down because we all trying to come up. And as long as we stay down, we're going to come up. That's not what my comedy is about. I'm going to make you look at reality from the funny side. But it's all going to be real. I'm not there to put nobody down or make fun of nobody because everybody fucked up. So ain't
hey, man,
no
well,
such
thing.
No...
Well, check it out. Can we get something from you one day? You know, get you to come on, do a quick little 4-5 minute set for us.
Then right now, who is the quarter? Who's my nigga Quarter Key?
Man, rap like this.
The Quarter Key, you ain't know about the quarters with me.
Hey man,
what I'm doing right now is building the brand, man. So if that's what you want me to come on. And do it, you know, and I'm so motherfucking funny, I don't even need no money. I ain't even asking for no money. I'm just building my brand, you know.
That's what it's about. We all networking, man. That's what the radio station is about. It's about networking. And like I say, we got people listening to us from all over the world. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Like, we network
and
we trying to get each other out this bitch. And I know you a funny motherfucker. So I'd like to give you 4 or 5 minutes and with a real live intro and everything, give you 4 or 5 minutes to get on here and say some funny shit. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, but I'm so funny that it's funny that I ain't in your next video with a skit or on your next album.
That can happen too. It's possible.
We'll make it
everything's
happen.
Possible. Like I said, it's a network.
We all independent black owned, so we can make it happen.
Andy Black on, you already know what it is, man. Hey, man, check it out. Man. Like I said, we appreciate you calling in, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's always love when the homies call in.
And make sure y'all go check out my man Short at the Milan, the Players Ball this weekend, and also Sunday.
Friday night. And please, players, no Easter suits. We don't want to see no Easter suits. And another thing is, everybody got to know at the Players Ball, you know, just because you don't get it nominated for an award doesn't mean that you're not a player.
There you go. That's what's up. And, hey, shout out the other date out, too, bro. You said Sunday somewhere?
Sunday, April 1st. April Fool's Day. They want me to come on stage and do the goddamn fool down at the Ting on 17th Street, Tasha Cunningham Fashion Comedy Show. Be there. Check it out. The hoes is going to be there. Even they weeds going to be there. So come on, check them out.
Hey, man, do me a favor, Short, man. Say get addicted.
What's up? Huh?
Say get addicted.
I can't hear you, baby. I can't hear you.
I said, say get addicted, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. You know, I'm working with a cricket phone for my reception. You know, I'm losing the single. All
right, man. Well, man, shout out to Short, dog. This is a new sound. All
right, baby. Thanks for telling me.
To the make sure y'all
keep doing
y'all
thing as well, man.
That's love, my nigga.
Appreciate you, Short. Good looking out, man. Make sure I go check my man out this weekend.
Yeah, make sure y'all go check the homie out at the Players Ball, man.
Two venues, and Natasha Cunningham.
Right, and Natasha Cunningham function. He's a funny motherfucker. I was there. So shout out to the Players Ball. And you already know this. This is what I'm going to play because I'm feeling Players Ballish. And I felt Players Ballish when I made the record. So this is what I'm going to feel. Get addicted.
Mr. Cool, Mr. Cool. I'd like to thank you all for coming to enjoy the District 187 mixtape. It's your boy Sean Lennon, Mr. Kumin on the track. With a new cut, dusting off my shoulders as I stand up. In my city, every nigga with me stands up, and it's a thin line between hands up and hands up. So I approach the stage like a robbery, making sure I got my mask on properly. Is everybody with me strapped? Yeah, probably. But we just came to breathe a little life into your party scene. Yeah, this city wind is a part of me. Just like rapping ain't just rapping, it's an art to me. That's why when I sit down and write, I got a spark of wood. Elevate it in the classroom, tell y'all fucking good. Like the homie Pimp C Butler. If your chick was a 10, I'd probably get clutter. But I was only trying to get it right. Yeah, now I'm invested in these city lights.
Invest in me, so that way I'll give you all the best of me. You never have a worry when you're next to me.
Prada pool game murder. And she full of me, got when the weather changed. Thigh high boots, red everything. Yeah, I call her fresh a triple homicide. And when I first come together, we call it genocide. Cause she be killing hers, and I be killing his. Malibu condo, double six kids. Look like we walked up out of magazine. Gucci tags on damn near everything. White whip, chromed out everything. Hit the club, told the bartender, yep, everything. Come on, roll stick of the best fire. Yeah, top down in the summer breeze. Yeah, her hair blowing in the summer breeze. She a up and coming model chick, and I'm the up and coming king of the rap scene. Altitude, got the limit.
Got the limit.
To me, that's what investing in a bird means.
Invest in me, so that way I'll give you all the best of me. You never ever worry when you're next to me. Me
and only me. Once again, I'd like to thank you all for coming out to the Sean Lennon Experience. District 187.
Devin Hester.
big shout out to Lab, man. Hey, that might be going ham. And say you're producing. So if it's producing, get anywhere near as good as his little punchlines and his flow is, the boy going to be awesome. He got a tremendous upside, you know. So that was on the Block Life in the last song.
I can make it happen.
Man, so that might be fucking.
Hello? Hello? Hey, Block. What up, nigga?
Hey,
where we at right now, bro? Shit, coming up next week, where you at? Ah, shit, man. Motherfucker out here, man. Got them on Wright Street. First place, you want to package, man? See, these packages. Shit, you ain't straight? I'm saying, goddamn, I can make it happen, but I ain't got it right now.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah, go.
So.
Say, you need a pack, I can make it happen. Doing them packs, I can make it happen. Big transaction. I can make it happen, I can make it happen, I can make it happen. Eyes wide shut, I'm blowing on loud, call it hot fuck, smoking no mouth, think I'm gon' beat it, I'ma take it to trial. I can make it happen, call my lawyer right now. Blowing on loud, have me coughing and choking, ain't smoking no mouth. Louisiana purchase, I got it from the town, poke it down to the roaches. Look at my eyes, I can hardly keep them open. You need a cup of pies, I get them for the low-key. Smelling my ride, you can tell I flow throat-key. Riding all day, to the fast spot empty. You're looking for a place, yeah, you need to get with me. Smoking on loud, I just wanna kick back. Smoking no mind, they gotta have kickback. My blood bring that kickback. Call them Devin Hester, make it for you. Who you know I said that stuff? People than whoever. Say you can cheddar. Been on Martin Luther, more than correct. Keeping all the tags. Call me the collector. I can fool these niggas and the things on a leg. Say you need a pack, I can make it happen. Doing them packs, I can make it happen. Big transaction, I can make it happen. I can make it happen. I can make it happen. Eyes wide shut, I'm blowing on loud. Call it hot fuck, I ain't smoking no mouth. Think I'm gon' beat it, I'ma take it to trial. I can make it happen, call my lawyer right now. I don't do laundry, I take it to the clean. My bitch still dope me, I pay her in pain. Life is a movie, it should be in fear. Appetite for months, I just gotta feed. Never been to see. Mayweather, dog, we up front, like the A letter. All I do is count money, I should be the state treasurer. Go against the rules, cause you niggas can't mess. Don't do dishes, I leave it to my bitches. Say you need a package, I'm on my way to get it. Caught up in the system, got throwing my system. Fuck a judicial, I use it for municipal. I don't blow no miles off, I can't see the crystal. Shitting on these niggas, I can see the roll of tissue. Already know it's cost, ain't no need for you to mention. You say that it's a drama, I just think you dry kitchen. Say you need a pack, I can make it happen. Doing them packs, I can make it happen. Big transaction, I can make it happen. I can make it happen, I can make it happen. Eyes wide shut, I'm blowing on loud. Call it hot fuck, I ain't smoking no mouth. Think I'm gon' beat it, I'ma take it to trial. I can make it happen, call my lawyer right now. I can make it happen.
Bring that kickback. I call him Devin Hester.
Hey, fam, all his, he was like two or three kickback punchlines in that whole.
Rest
up, yeah, that was
motherfucking snap. Hey,
yeah, he was snapping.
Sex and Cereal is available right now on natpiff.com. Search for Mr. Block Life and get your fix on, yo. Enjoy some sex and some cereal.
Same time. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Trash.
Hey, so, basically, hey, every time I say that, basically, I think about the jump off. That's the first thing I said on the jump off.
Hey, so sticking true to what I said I was going to do earlier, I would like to talk about the Hunger Games. Let's talk about that. Fresh, you didn't see it.
And I'm going to be mad because I was supposed to go see it.
Right.
But at the same time, I know you're not going to get a plot away, but I want to join the conversation.
Yeah,
and
you know, I'm not going to give it away.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Well, all right, so how about this? How about this? The movie was, to me, and this is my own opinion, and a lot of other people are saying this, but to me, the movie was amazing. It was a great storyline. The plot was great. The ending was great. Everything was great about the film. It didn't leave me wanting anything but a part two, and the part two is coming soon, sooner than we think. You know what I'm saying? And they hit for 155, what it was, 152?
Some shit, yeah.
152,535,747 million. Weekend. That's weekend money right there, though. You know what I'm saying? South of 21 Jump Street, South of Cube. You know what I'm saying? The number two movie.
Is that a Cube production?
I wonder that. I'm going to look into that. Let's look into that. We're going to look into that. We're going to get the information on that.
I've been wondering about, you know, because Cube don't, you know, he's one of them kind of dudes like Diddy,
yeah,
and like Jay, you know what I mean, and Phil for that matter because he's a boss, you know. But he's not one of them dudes who just do shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not going to be able to just call me and say, put me in, you know, I want to cash in this type of shit. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? So I just wonder, was that a Cube business production? Or did he have some stock in it, or, you know,
right.
Little Cube shit or something? He got something to do with that.
Right.
I'm just assuming, because the boy Cube making power moves. Like I said a couple shows ago, the NWA biopic movie is coming soon, you know what
can't
I mean? So
that.
He got a lot of shit going on, you know. And
I can't wait
speaking
for
on John Singleton, like you said, I told you a couple weeks ago, he was not the producer or the director in the movie. And that's what everybody would have thought, you know, with him casting Cube for Boys in the Hood, giving him his first shot, everybody would have just assumed
right.
that John Singleton was directing the flick, and that wasn't the case, you know. So the biopic is, the script is done, they say, and all they're waiting now is the director, and I guess they, you know, for lack of a better word, they're having a bidding war or trying
right.
to find somebody to, you know, wrap their hands around it.
I
know?
Can't wait for it. It's going to be excellent. You know what I'm saying? There's just a lot of young dudes out here that don't really even know
hey,
what it is.
Going off on the side, though. You know, these little young men,
right.
Hey, that's perfect, man, because we got a caller on the line.
Right.
And I got some music queued up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, on the heels of me saying these little young men ain't got their shit in order.
Let's do it.
Shout out to the Mac, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, big shout out to Friday night. It's been a while, you know, he's been delinquent in his show, showings, you know what I mean? So, we're going to welcome right now, ladies and gentlemen, Friday night to the show. It's been a while for the big homie, you know. Friday night, you on the air.
Hey, what's up, fam? Hey, Davis, I was trying to get addicted, man, but y'all didn't give me the right
tune. Hold on. It won't be no bashing of the show host. I told you that before, brother. So,
it won't be no bashing.
Well, you know what happened.
Hey, this here, fam, do you remember Mustang Sally?
Yeah, why?
She just bought me a bottle of mold. That was funny, man. Hey, anyway, getting back to y'all, man. Y'all having a really good show, man. That Shine Linen is off the chain, man. How come I ain't got my copy of Shine Linen, man? I don't get that.
It's on its way.
I don't get that, man. Dang, I don't get that, man. Hey, plus I need some Shine Rouge. I need some of that Block Life and that D-Lad. What's going on, man? What's hip-hop all about, man? Y'all still keeping it moving? I like that, man.
Hey, you know what we say around here Friday night? Legal Dope Radio was hip-hop's heartbeat. You know, keep the shit moving, you know?
Hey, well, that is so apropos, man. I do agree with that, man. Like I said, around here with some of them young Macs, I was trying to turn them on to the show, you know what I mean? Let them listen to, you know, what's going on to keep your ear to the street. Y'all got it wide open out there, man. Dang, the Midwest is just so wide open. I don't understand what the problem is out that way. I mean, you know, y'all got your feet to the ground, you're running. What do they want from y'all, man? What they want from y'all, huh? Y'all giving them the best y'all got.
I don't know, because it's not just our area. It's not just Lake County. It's the Midwest as a whole. And it's just funny to me because You know, one of the homies told me that I guess the Midwest is quote unquote too real. Like, we refuse to go pop. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's shining out. Like, the day I was riding around, everybody that went techno and, you know, all these different little styles. I mean, y'all just got it so true and blue and honest. I mean, what the limit's supposed to be? I mean, the sun shine on dog ass every day. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. It's like you can listen to your show and you can just be engulfed in the sound. I mean, it's like you don't even have to touch the dial. You can go from beginning to end like an old five-star album like back in the day. You know what I mean? We can just go from the first song to the last. I mean, I'm not getting it, man. I don't get it.
Yeah, I wish I could tell you what it was, because if I had the recipe, I would show, cook it up, and let the world know what's going on, because it's not just about my crew, because you know how I feel about my crew, but it's just wild that we, you know, can't get over that little small hump, you know what I mean?
Well, y'all over the hump, but it's just the fact that, is that you're not commercial. Like, once I heard my favorite rapper's favorite rapper, Quarter Key, once I heard him say, he ain't gonna never make no garbage, just sell out. I mean, you know, what did they say? Before we sell out, we get the hell out?
You know it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand the whole deal. I really don't think the deal is a problem. I think it's more a problem for the people that's missing out on it, man. You know what I mean? I think they're, you know, subject to that watered down garbage. And I don't know, man. Maybe I should just give a whole bunch of music away for free, because, I mean, the whole world is missing out on it. I mean, hey, that Shine Linen, man. You know what I mean? That B-Lad, that Block. You know, a few of the other brothers that y'all play and that y'all support. Man, I mean, that's like some of the music you can put up against anything. You can play that music 10 years from now. I got some old Quarter Key I was playing the other day, man. Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm saying? I saw the formula been there for a long time.
Hey, so check it out, Friday. I want to switch gears with you, because I know you know, definitely coherent and you're definitely alive as far as current events go. And I want to move from hip-hop to the whole Trayvon Martin thing.
Yeah, we got to get to it.
I'm going to play devil's advocate on that, man. And I'm going to come to you both sides. First of all, I'm a black man and I got a son that could have been my son. Probably was my son before. Probably was me. Probably was some people that I know. But we don't got all the facts. You understand what I'm saying? It's different things coming out every day. But him having a bag of marijuana with residue on it and different things like that shouldn't have nothing to do with the case at hand. So we don't got all the facts. You know, because I wasn't there, you wasn't there. We don't got all the facts. But I know that they profile and I know they persecute African Americans, and I know if it had been a white guy with a hood on, it would have been different. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that much I do know. Now, I'm going to take it there, because that's just common sense, that you can't wear a hood. You can't wear a hood in Beverly Hills. If you was in Beverly Hills wearing the hood, you'd go to jail. It's just like you're saying. You like talking to Mac Game? If you had a hooker, she couldn't walk in Beverly Hills if she was black, but if she was white, she could. See, with certain places that we can go, certain things that we can do, and that shouldn't be right. You know what I mean? That's not right. I don't got all the facts, so I really don't know, but I have a hard time believing that brother with a bag of Skittles beat that man up. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
If he beat the man up, well, how can he just go on and just kill a mug? You just can't be smoking mugs because you know, you feel a threat. I just don't get that part of the law. But I appreciate what the athletes is doing. I'm going to swing it on you. The athletes taking the united stand, you know, and the entertainers are taking the united stand. They ain't saying that it was a black man or they bring a racing issue. They're saying it was a young man. Could have been my brother, could have been your son. I mean, because the athletes and entertainers have never taken a stand against anything, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
You understand, i.e. Michael Jordan, you know, not to hate on Mike and, you know, a lot of athletes like that. But, you know, just like take the Miami Heat, for example. And, you know, yesterday I seen Clay Aiken with a hood on TV talking about it. You know what I mean? He's a a young gay white guy, you know. So there's not a black and white issue because the Miami Heat got black and white guys. So it's, you know, you got white people standing up. You got people marching all over because this could have been their brother, their son, you know. And, but then I understand the parents in the Florida community, African-American parents, they screaming, you know, bloody murder. I'm screaming bloody murder, but this happens every single day. I don't know why this one gets more light than others, but, you know, that's how it goes. But, I mean, something happened to Fresh Air, the People's Player. You don't hear nothing about it. You understand what I'm saying?
Church.
Yeah. Something happened to him, same thing. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, it happened to me. It happens to people all over the world. And like I say, I don't want to make it black and white, but after a while, that's what it's going to come down to. You know, but I think it's waking everybody up. So I'm good with that. Like I say, Obama, this time we don't need to drink no beer or have no barbecue, and, you know, we don't need to eat no chicken and sing Al Green song. I mean, everybody need to get involved. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Church.
Yeah,
hey, so, you
everybody
know,
get involved.
Friday, you know, I definitely appreciate you calling in, showing us the love, because you always do that. You know what I mean? You've been absent for a couple of weeks. You know, the powers that be held you down last week, but, you know, a couple weeks before that was all up to you, you know what I mean? But I definitely appreciate your appearance this week.
Hey, like I say, people, we don't got all the facts, but let's, you know, it is what it is, but let's you sit around and let's listen, and let's unite all the time for all the little brothers and sisters in the community, not just one Trayvon Martin, and right there in the no-go is happening. You understand what I'm saying? So let's not put our hoods on just for one guy. Let's put our hoods on for all the brothers and sisters. And let's talk about it and teach each one how to be accountable, you know. And just, we got to watch what we do, watch where we go. You know that. We got to watch. It's always been like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night, we appreciate it. Hey, those right there, real views by a real person, you know what I mean? Because he didn't take the political route. He went straight out the gate and said, you know, just face it, we don't have all the facts, you know? And that was one of the realer statements, you know, because everyone wants to keep the conspiracy alive and go in with the whole, well, that was some bullshit, let's be irate and put your fist up, you know what I mean? And Black Panther under the Wild Act, you know what I mean? But if you just face the facts, you know, we don't have the facts. You know, we don't have all the facts, you know. Albeit they're right there in front of you, you know, perception is the hardest thing to change, you know what I mean, because what happened, but they're right there in front of you, you know what I mean? So listen to some music, man. You know,
I was listening to I heard the tape.
I got the tape.
And the tape, for me, the tape told it all. You understand what I'm saying? This is my thing. They said, do not chase him. We're on our way.
Yeah.
Do not chase him. We're on our way.
Because he was a neighborhood watch.
Do not chase him. We're on our way.
Right.
Period.
And
you're assuming something.
A lot of people don't know.
With the police, you're assuming something. Number one, you're calling the police and you're making an assumption on a person that you're reading that you're thinking something about. So you call the police and you tell them this, okay? And they tell you, okay. For one, basically, he's not posing a threat. For two, do not apprehend him. Let him go. You gave us his description. We'll come. It's a gated community. We'll find.
Because you're not the police.
Because you're not the police.
Your neighborhood watch.
Exactly.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, and then to hear the other, you know, the other phone call from the witnesses, and this boy is screaming for dear life. You understand what I'm saying? My whole thing is this, and I'm standing on this, and this is my thing. And I'm standing on it. Do not chase him.
That's what was said by the police. And what I do know, and this is personal, you know, this is personal. It's not. This is civilian and not just law enforcement.
Exactly.
I know this in Florida, and I don't want to butcher the factual terminology of the quote unquote law or whatever they have going on in Florida, but you can use. It's an adjective in front of this, but you can use force to protect yourself.
Right.
And I do know that. So the fucked up part about it is the dude's probably going to get off if, in fact, he's ever arrested, because he's not, he hasn't been arrested.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? He hasn't even been arrested to see if he was right, you know, in his whole thought process, you know what
right.
I mean? To find out if after the fact he did have a gun or he did have a knife or a slingshot or a blowgun or whatever, you know what I mean? Which, you know, obviously they found out that he had a bag of Skittles.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I do know that you can use substantial excessive force. You can use excessive force in Florida when dot, dot, dot. So I do know that much. I'm going to leave you with that.
That's crazy.
And that's Florida. Like, in some places, you can carry a gun. Not in Illinois, but, you know, Texas and other places like that. You know what I mean? You can
do not chase.
You're going to work me up. So I'm with you. You're going to work me up. I'm definitely with you. You know what I mean? But this is what we're going to do.
Let's do some music.
Let's do some music. I know.
Sean Lennon.
Before you, let's get to that. Let's double play it or something. But I know for a fact that Friday Night is a big fan of the Hype Williams joint.
The Hype Williams record?
He's a big fan of the Hype Williams joint. That's my man, 50 grand, you know. In other words, that's my old dude at the same time, you know. I know he's a fan of the Hype Williams joint.
We'll get it this.
Yeah.
Majestic Trauma.
I'm a dog. Excuse me as I park this pretty bitch up on the curb. Yeah. My vision hella blurred, cause I can't see through that hate. I get much more than I deserve. That's why I keep the brain slow. Smoke rising out the cool Gucci frame zone. Yeah, and in my hood I'm King Kong, because I wreck any track that I climb on. Yeah, just that motion picture money flow. Sean Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip collar and parole. This is how a winner life supposed to go.
This is Urban Hype Williams video. Fast dude with the skinny flow. A bunch of models in a drop bro. Popping bottles of that trunk rosé.
Bad boy with the skinny flow. A bad bitch in the tiny club. Riding through the city slow. Everything bright like a Hype Williams video. No directions needed, I got an old soul. Hip hop dripping out my asshole. Fat dude with a skinny flow. They keep a hood rat that shortly resembles a centerfold. Over the game like a don't be. And that shit retractable, I'm in my Peyton Manning seat. Yeah, which means I'm kind of a control freak. And I need the ball to win, Kobe Bean. Yeah. 18s for the offset, back pair looking like they can't get in the club yet. Yeah, so I leave them at the front door, top down like I'm in a motherfucking video. Yeah, like they never seen a seat spree. Wave game looking like 11 million beauty queens. Top models in red bottles. Yeah, top models in red bottles. Yeah, get that motion picture money flow. Sean Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip, call it Amber Rose. This is how a winner like the pros go.
This is Urban Hype Williams video. Bad boy with the skinny flow. A bunch of models and a truck bro. Popping bottles of that truck rosé.
Bad boy with a skinny flow. A bad bitch in the side of club. Riding through the city slow. Everything quiet like a Hype Williams video. Yeah. I'm just exotic as the chick I'm with. Interaction is as foreign as the car I whip. And the car I whip is whiter than my nickname. So when I hit the hood, the ballers call me Raw Kane. Fat nigga with a skinny flow. To keep attention skinny as the jeans in y'all video. I need that for really though. I don't think y'all hear me though.
Trap. Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boys back in the building. Mr. Quarter the Great, Mr. May, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air the People's Player. Hey, man, that was Hype Williams off the Edition 187 mix CD. Like I say, if you don't have it, if you don't have the Edition 187 CD, go to www.Who is quarterkey.com. And you can download it there free of charge.
Friday night. If you don't have Sean Lennon, District 187 mixtape, you can go to www.whoisquarterkey.com and download it for free of charge. You know, it's all traditional spelling. So, you know, it's definitely right there for you. Hey, man, it's here. It's here. Hey, no, but on a serious note, not to beat a dead horse, because this is, you know, been consumed in every news station and, you know, everywhere that you can look up. While that song was playing, we were doing some more research on the whole Trayvon Martin situation.
Right.
You know, and Quarter, like, he came up with, you know, like he said, the police, you know, straight up said, what they said, Quarter?
Do not chase him.
So, on top of that, on top of hearing that, he found another tidbit of information for you, you know what I mean, as far as what went on that night, because we don't have the facts, but they're actually available to you and I, you know, as far as the web go, because it's 2012 and everything is on the www.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he found some more info for you.
So, Zimmerman, okay. He called the Sanford Police Department, right?
Non-emergency number.
But it was the non-emergency number.
Not 911. I'm
right.
Threatened. I'm hurt.
Right.
Come
right.
Right now, please. Come
he knew what he was doing. He said the kid was just walking about in the rain. He said, this guy looked, and this is from the recording, and this is quote unquote. This guy looks like he's up to no good. He's on a drug or something. He further stated that the person was observing his hand and his waistband and was holding something in the other hand. So, like, he
stop right there. And remember where you left off at.
Okay.
But I want to interject, and I want to say, and that's why I said, because I do know this from, like I said, my reading and researching the whole situation and the whole case.
Right.
That's where the whole, like you said, I'm totally in agreement, you know, if that's the word, with what you saying. He knew what the fuck he was doing.
Right.
And I say all of that because in Florida, again, I don't know if it's the whole state, I don't know if it's just their county, but in Florida, there's definitely, you know, you're allowed to use excessive force in protecting yourself, quote unquote.
Right.
So if dude was just to say he felt threatened, that force he used is halfway justifiable, and that's the monkey wrench and the bullshit in the game. And that's one to interject with you, what you said.
So he also said that basically he looked suspicious. He was, you know, pacing back and forth, and from what I understand, the whole time he was on the phone with his girlfriend. So just imagine this. A kid leaves to go to the store to buy some Skittles and an Arizona team, whatever else he got. Could have been a Swisher. It don't matter. Okay? Kid does this. Okay? He's walking back to the crib, and he's on the phone with his girlfriend. So he stops with his little hand in his little pants, you know, bopping around, talking on the phone to his chick.
Macking to his chick, you know, looking at himself.
Visualize this shit. This is what I do. I make you visualize things. So this is what he's doing. And he just got his little bop. You understand what I'm saying? And he was talking to his chick on the phone, not even really worried about who's looking at him, because he's on the way from the store back to his dad's fiance's house, you know. And he was just on the phone with his chick bopping. He stopped. That's what we do. We stop and we bop. Whenever we walk in somewhere, what do?
I chill.
You stop and you pose.
Word
stop
to the currency cartel.
Yeah. Your word to the currency cartel. You stop and you pop. So that's what he was doing. And this dude didn't understand that. And he was threatened. He felt threatened, right?
By a 17-year-old kid.
Right. And granted, look at Quincy.
18.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So granted, you know, we are, as black people, and, you know, some other people, but as black people, our kids are big than a motherfucker. You see my son, he's fucking huge. You understand what I'm saying? So even given that, just the fact that he would even, and I go all the way, I always go back to this, do not chase him. But he did call a non-emergency number, and I guess he knew what he was doing. That's just how I feel about it, you know. So, and don't quote me on this, but from what I understand, his family, his mom and his dad or something, are into their judges. Is that true? I'm going to look into that. Somebody just emailed me that. So I'm going to read up on it before, and I'm going to get back to y'all with that. But Here's what I'm going to do. Shout out to the antagonist from Long Beach. I got one of his records. It's called Bullets Got No Name.
Pretty.
I'm going to get to that, man, and I'm also going to get to this. Y'all get a dick. Legal Dope Radio. 5 After the Hour.
Yeah.
The opposition has arrived.
From Brooklyn, New York to Long Beach, California.
Coast to coast, nigga.
Fuck them down, man.
What y'all thought, man? Let's go.
Check.
What up, city?
Got you.
Put it down.
City, you crazy.
Call your own. Hennessy, Ace.
Shut this game down, man.
The
antagonist. Got no name.
My emergence is urgent, two souls lurking. They curving the waste of bullets when they hurt it. Should be treated as scary and disturbing. Thinking you can't be victimized, guess again and listen. I'm this close to ripping nine. Should have picked a different time to go and try and fix your mind. Show them that your game's best friend, cause I'm saying these hollows ain't got no name tags. Give it to you, plain facts. Try and fight for life, but see death already came first. Every list came last. Concentrate. I'm in your mama crib waiting. Pope crouched in the back there, pressing and face painted. Looking like the rent takes dudes unexpected. I'll pop out in the empty and dudes unprotected. What? In a minute, boy, damn, caught up in the minute of sagging the flip up. Niggas trying to diss us. Get hit with the stainless. Empty as simple, I leave you brainless. After my group remains nameless.
They got a name, hands up, touchdown. Super for playing a hero, nigga. Look down from LB to Bucktown. Paint the town, anybody can get it. A bullet ain't got a name, hands up, touchdown. Don't be super for playing a hero,
yeah,
nigga. Duck down from LB to Bucktown. Paint the town, anybody can get it.
A bullet ain't got a name.
Who the fuck died and made him a G? He never been at war. Hated or loved it, my heart's a battle, feel like Benadol. What you think is a joke? The fuck you niggas grinning for? Your label must ain't inform you. That's it, get it on. My body count greedy. Ask every track I shit it on. This message is self-destruct. Before the feds kiss the door. Discretion was made for the weak. That's why I kiss it raw. My brain to make a question to heaven. Like what he living for? So Picasso, nigga. What city he in quicker draw? Word play atrocious and heinous. My course is stainless. My thoughts in the chamber. I'm launching a banger. I'm here to reconstruct the game like all former rangers. A bullet ain't got a name. So play the vicinity. And you in danger. City tranquilo. I ain't even begun to show my anger.
Right.
Bullet ain't got a name, hands up, touchdown. Don't be super for playing a hero, nigga. Jump down from LB to Bucktown. Paint the town, anybody can get it. A bullet ain't got a name, hands up, touchdown. Don't be super for playing a hero,
yeah,
nigga. Jump down from LB to Bucktown. Paint the town, anybody can get it.
A bullet ain't got a name.
Y'all can kind of break me, well, y'all know y'all can shove it. Y'all love it the day I break me down, but never that. You never get the pleasure of seeing me in the ground. And in fact, I play above it, I'll forever be working in the bullet under your chin. I'll have it embedded, and it doesn't have a name, so anybody can get it. It's like a trigger, I pull it, the bullet I use. My music is the bomb, the type that you can defuse. Ha, yeah, and the city's the great antagonist, collaborating and we raising the stakes. And all some growth against us, who became our race. They don't have balls to fuck with Cali or the Empire State. We're on our grind and we are bringing the game back. Step off and you're getting laid down like train tracks. DJ team, always have to stay fast. We remain the best while your team remains
black. Bullet ain't got a name, hands up, touchdown. Don't be super for playing a hero, nigga. Jump down from LB to Bucktown. Paint the town, anybody can get it. A bullet ain't got a name, hands up, touchdown. Don't be super for playing a hero,
yeah,
nigga. Duck down from LB to Bucktown. Paint the town, anybody can get it.
A bullet ain't got a name.
To write a check that your ass can't cash. Hit you with that 1-2, nigga, I'm Pac-Man fast. A bullet ain't got a name, but my gas too. I like to introduce you to my Mac boo. Yeah, I'm bringing the heat. Somebody open the door, please. It's too shot to your dome. Have you looking like Ortiz? Have your head spinning like tornadoes in the south. Motherfuckers be grinning until I spray them in the mouth. And now it's Banaka, but with the tool that I'm pocket. Have niggas looking like a swimming in a pool in the water. Make niggas move like maracas. In other words, they be shaking. And the cops can get it took. Me, I'll be burning the bacon. No respect for authority. Niggas be talking trash. Knowing damn well that they ass can't afford the fees. And I don't make the rest, boy. I make promises. So go ahead. Say hi to Mr. Anonymous.
And I'm still getting my pimp on.
Yeah. It's your boys back in the building. You already know what it is.
Court is fucking great.
Mr. May, grab like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh Air People's Player. Shout out to the Beatles.
Hey, so check game, man. I gotta switch gears only
to.
Because, you know, like, that's bringing me down.
Yeah.
You know, I'm consumed with it. Like, it's everywhere I go, and not that I'm annoyed with it, but it's just fucking up.
And I'm still getting my pill phone.
Hey, so check it out. Corey the Great. Hey, check it out. I gotta give a big shout out to a couple of my local move makers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations to my man Quincy Miller for making it to the Elite Eight. I said months and months ago that
Big
Baylor,
12 freshman of the year, Big 12
Baylor,
freshman of the year, Joe.
Baylor was an Elite Eight basketball team.
Yes.
You know, and I didn't quite believe they had what it took to be Final Four worthy. Not that I was hating on my man, because you know how I feel about the homie, but I just was keeping it 100.
Shout out to the boy Deuce. He looked real good.
Hey, Deuce looked real good.
Shout out to the boy Deuce. Shout out to Baylor next year.
Church.
Shout out to the big 7-foot dude that's coming down. What's his name?
Isaiah
Austin.
Yeah. Austin.
Shout out to Isaiah Austin. Just imagine.
I can't. I got to see it. I know it's going to be crazy.
I hope he stays.
So, big shout out to my man. And with that, I had to go there first. But also, big shout out, as I'm donned in official tissue right now
in
the studio, big shout out to my man, Simon, Rasta, Rule Boy, whatever you know him as, you know, whether you hooped with him at CLC, whether you, you know what I'm saying, did your thing on him in the streets, you know, as far as helping him out with his street team, wink, wink. Big shout out to my man. Making big moves.
What's wrong?
Official, you know what I mean? It's the clothing line. You can get at fam at Official Tissue. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You can go to officialtissue.com and check it out. The gear is at Beaumont, located on Grand Avenue, right across from Great America and that little plaza. You know what I mean?
Plaza.
I could have very easily got my shirt from the homie in the streets, but I went over there and supported the homie, you know what I mean? So big shout out to my man Simon doing his thing, working his number. And also big shout out to my man Joe Awesome, you know, if that's too much for you, you know what I mean. Big shout out to my man Marcus Hasty, you know, author, you know what I mean, of Beast Mode. That was a book that hit the hood last year. You know what I mean. I watched the whole shit grow. I read it on paper, written down, you know,
right.
Copies
notebook
of the shit.
Paper.
You know what I mean. I read the shit on notebook paper. You know what I mean. And Beast Mode 2 is coming. He's doing big things. We're gonna have him on the show sooner than later, I'm sure. All it is a phone call away. So we're going to let him talk about the shit, but I know it's coming.
I actually caught him writing it one day when he was at the store.
Listen, I got a copy or two of the first Beast Mode in my possession right now, you know. And if you haven't read it or, you know, you have no clue what the fuck we're talking about, get at us right now. You know, you got about 45 minutes or so to get in tune with us. You know, if you want to get a copy of Beast Mode, you call me right now, say the right thing, whatever it might be, I just give you the shit. Simple as that. You know, I mean, if you get at me right now and you say the right shit, I'll just give it to you. And if you're out of state, out of the country, I'll send it to you. I'll pay for the shipping and handling just because I know that you'll enjoy it that much better.
You got to read it, too, because I heard it's a movie coming real soon on that.
So big shout out to my man Joe Awesome again. You know, Beast Mode 2 is coming soon. If you want a copy of Beast Mode 1, I got a couple of them left. My man blessed me with him last week or whatever.
Got a couple on deck.
I tighten you up. Simple as that. Big shout out to Marcus, Joe.
Let's talk movies. I got the top 20. And the only reason why I pulled the top 20 movies this week is because it was a couple different reasons. But the main reason was The Hunger Games, and I keep on talking about that. And Fred's going to go see it, and then we're going to really, really, really talk about it. But the movie is deep. Like, you know, the movie is deep. You have to see it. The shit is deep. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But let's start from the bottom and go up, man. Let's do it like this. The Hunger Games did $152 million, but the budget was $78
million. So they're already winning.
Yeah, they're already winning.
That's the first weekend.
Now, these are numbers from March 23rd to March 25th, last weekend. Some of my money is wrapped up in that $152 million.
Look at that.
So, you know, shout out to me. This is probably me and my girl right here at the end. That's about what we spent. So, So just shout out to us.
Yeah, right there. Point to it again.
Right
there. Yeah, y'all just see the clown.
So it's number one. Number two is 21 Jump Street. 42 million.
That's a shocker to me.
42 million to, if there was the budget to make it. It's the second week on, and they did 20 million in the second week with a total gross of 70 million.
Shocker to me. Shocker. When I saw the previews for it, and, you know, Dean Richards, my man on WGN, you know, big shout out to Dean Richards, you know, he was kind of hating on the movie. You know what I mean? Saying it was going to be this or be that, you know. So I'm kind of surprised because normally what he say hits on the head. But they worked their number, man.
So let's talk about somebody that didn't work their number. John Carter. It's a Disney flick. Excuse me. It's a Disney flick. It was supposed to be the next big thing. It was supposed to be the next Star Wars or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was supposed to change shit. With the budget of $250 million, after 3 weeks, their total gross is
$62,407,000. Oh, yeah. No, they pop.
Yeah, they pop. The last weekend, they grossed $5 million. So, you know, they down. They negative 42.6%. You know what I'm saying? They down 537.
They better buy some tickets on their own and give them away. Write them off. Straight up.
Safe House. That's another one. Safe House is number nine. With Denzel.
Mm-hmm. Still ain't seen that either.
Me neither. I heard it was awesome, though. The budget was $85 million. Right now, to date, after 7 weeks, they had $122 million. They didn't quite hit the double up, but
Denzel still got his 20.
Denzel still got his cake.
Shit. Shout out to Denzel. Speaking of which, don't forget where we left off at. Big
right.
Shout out to Denzel Terrell, North Chicago's finest. You know what I mean? One of he was also on the basketball squad. You might have heard me mention his name for my Warhawks, you know. He committed to Northern Illinois University for baseball.
Dig that.
Shout out to my man, Denzel. Joe.
Dig that.
And, you know, it's a family tie between him and the boy Quincy, too. You know, definitely related. You know what I mean? So, big shout out, big super, super shout out to my man, Denzel. Joe, real talk, because he stuck to it. The boy loved baseball forever. He's a pitcher. He's like number 19 in the state. Don't quote me on that. But he was top 20 some kind of way. So, big shout out to my man Denzel for making that move to Northern. You know what I'm saying? That's a big look. Big look.
Big shout out to that fool.
Straight up.
One other thing that I wanted to get to, and I've noticed this every time I actually pull it, because I actually look at the movie often. But every time it's a Tyler Perry movie, they never tell you the budget. I've never seen a budget on the Tyler Perry movie. But they had, after 5 weeks, they had $33 million. But I've never seen a budget on the Tyler Perry
Word.
Movie. Yeah.
That's wild. I don't know if that's because, well, you know, like, that should be out of his pocket. I don't think he wants to give his secrets up. I mean,
yeah.
That's all, because he's too smart of a businessman to not want to take that route. Because, you know, I think it's safe to say that, and, you know, I always say this before we get to this joint, too. I know it's, I got On Me by Block Life by request, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Johnny, you know what I'm saying? That little man. I know they want to hear that joint by request, but the whole, like, even when you're doing an album, Jay-Z included, you know, or if you're rich as Star Wars, what's the full name? The movie motherfucker, Star Wars. What's the full name?
Steven Spielberg.
Even if you him, or even if you...
Wasn't Steven Spielberg?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, hell no, I'm tripping. It was,
Fuck it, that's good enough, though. Because my point is this. Even when you a big wig and you got cake and can do your own shit, which I know you're going to think about it and come up with it anyway, but, you normally get your sponsors in line.
Right.
And you take that free money.
Right.
And you do your thing and you come out with it. You know
right.
what I mean? And so, like, even when you got your album coming out, Blueprint 4, Jay gets his budget from whoever, Rock Nation or whoever the fuck he gets it from. And whether you can pay it out of his pocket or not, he normally takes that free money and works with it and then pays back, whatever. But anyway, the Tyler Perry thing, I'm wondering if it's because, you know, a lot of that shit is out of his pocket, done in his own studio. They're saying the movie for the house from the Mr. D's movie or whatever the name of the movie
mm-hmm.
was. That was his career. That's what the rumor had. I don't know. For
right.
fact, you know what I mean? But a lot of that shit is done out of his own pocket. So he doesn't want to, you know, let the cat out the bag, so to speak, as far as this movie cost me $7 to make. And I'm going to hit all over the head for, you know what I'm saying, $207 million. So that's probably, you know, what that comes from. Tyler Perry too smart for that. Too smart for that. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to that fool. Tyler Perry, he no numbers, huh?
I've never seen him, though.
That's crazy. I tell you what, man, we're going to do this Block Life on me. Get all the way addicted, man. Big shout out to J.O.
They don't know. Don't shout. Just don't care about being a menace in South Central while they drink their juice. That's what it's all about, right? The fuck is he talking about?
Yep. It's your boy, Block Life. It's your boy, Block Life, motherfucker. Block Life in this motherfucker.
On me.
Hey, turn me up a little bit, Jeff, in the headphones. Let's do it.
Oh, chief, I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, chief,
what the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, chief,
you deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me. I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on
put
me.
Put it on something, nigga. On my mama, on my life. I'm in a zone, fuck, nigga. On my son, on my stripes. You can get it. I just roll up like Rico on his bike. Then I take off just like I booked a private flight. My juice is V8, my plug is 9D. I'm blessed from OG, my status is G3. My kush is A1, I'm hot like 8 suns. I pop a gray gun, I'm blocked a great one. I'm not the fake kind, I smoke on that grapevine. Good work, I'm on time, good perk, get broke down. My whip on 18, grew up on 18. My plug was 18, he charged me 18. I'm something to deal with, no lying, that's real spit. I'm buying the whole zip, I'm flying the whole clip. I'm trying to quick flip, but find me a quick lick. I see me a fresh pelly, I'm buying the whole fit.
Oh, jeez,
I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez,
what the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez,
you deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me. I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
Who bought on? Big folks, little folks. AK on Larry Hoover, on the boss, on granddaddy, on Pearly May. I'm trained to go, no stop sign. I bang the pole at one time. I fold and seal, no lunch sign. You load and seal, I'm Wi-Fi. I'm in the hood, no starting chain. I'm loose, dog, and I'm off the chain. I got the juice, I got the name. Get the pick, no getting framed. I'm with the clip, big money game. I split the licks, we eat the same. Don't break the sweat, it's in my veins. Place your bets, I take your chains. Two arrows up, I share the chick. Two wide as luck, biracial mix. They count the dust, I say make it quick. Straight ounces up, I hate bagging up. Two sticks loud when I'm waking up. Two more sticks when I get tapered up. One more stick when I get back from lunch. I blow backwards on life blunt. Got throwback bills, tiny faces. LOL, no smiley faces. On my life is story basis. I serve them hype, I let them taste it. Make out nice, not hesitant. I take out hype, your resident. I clean up nice and evident. I clean up twice, no evidence.
Oh shit.
Yo, it's that Chicago shit. Tri-State, E-Dub the gangster. Also on the track, y'all niggas should be standing up right now. Yo, it's the return of that street shit. Tired of hearing that weak shit. Back and forth with that water down. I done had enough, I'm getting seasick. Dugged out on that pox shit. Couple grand in my pocket. Leaning back in that cockpit with some sexy with me, she chocolate. You getting money with me, then follow. By any means, it's my motto. About business, kids, you gotta get it quick, cause you ain't promised tomorrow. They say more money, more problems. I'm ready though, cause I'm starving. I done barely even done scratch the surface already. Them haters watching.
I'm out here hustling on the block, yeah. They getting money, that's on. If you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on. I'm working hard in this shit, trying to put my city on, bitch, I'm. And if you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on.
It's that real shit, I don't play the game. If I'm talking about you, I say your name. New flow, I switch it up, I'm brand name. You stay the same, fresh to death, I'm casket clean. Chain shining like Vaseline. Every moment I'm on the block, my shit pumping like gasoline. Riding clean and riding dirty. Interstate, we flying birdies. If you ask if I'm getting money, that's hands down like 530. Shut it down when I'm on the scene. Balling out like Mr. Clean. Hate the steam and they intervene. My crew on deck, this shit Marines. I ain't worried about none of y'all, my temper short, my money
money tall. In the field, I'm Michael Vick. I call the plays, I run the ball. On the streets, I go to work. On the beats, I go berserk. Every day, my life on the line. If you scared to risk it, then go to church.
I'm out here hustling on the block. Yeah, they getting money, that's on. Yeah. If you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on. Working hard in this shit, trying to put my city on, bitch, I'm and if you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on.
We believe in them teachers, my niggas deep and we eating. No make-believe, we major leagues, my eight squeeze if we beefing. That's all black like no cream, spit crack like dope fiend. If you talk about ballin', bitch, I'm in the lane like Joe King. Good bread and I got toast, shake cheese, no lactose. My gat close, I stack dough, my jewelry clean, my hat low. Riding around in that Chevy thing, my top down trunk full of noise. Hollywood on Sunset, my life's a place, say Illinois. Hat cocked to the right side, I'm turned up like high five. If you need that network, connect with me like Wi-Fi. Run the city like Jeff Ford, like Willie Lord, like Angelo. In the street, I got plenty goons. My name's ringing, I am the code.
I'm out here hustling on the block, yeah, they getting money, that's on. Yeah. If you're thinking you gon' stop me, think again, my nigga, that's on.
This is Beast Production.
This is black superhero music right here, baby.
Gangsta effortlessly. Gangsta effortlessly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's that song right there, my nigga.
Gangsta effortlessly. Gangsta effortlessly. Gangsta effortlessly. Papa was the Rolling Stone.
So he ain't teach me to roll. Teach me how to be dope. Get my cash over bitches. Get my product in bulk. It's because of my hustle. All my niggas were dealers. All my ladies were bitches. Some of my friends turned to killers. I'm a effortless gangster. I don't practice my jeans. I don't lie to these streets. I put my soul on the track. I put a hoe on the track. I put some blow on the track. That's why I'm doped in a bitch. You niggas figure out that. Kanye king of his lane. I think Lupe is better. Like the Carter 3 hard, but I think Trilla was better. Soulja Boy is not Nas. Yeah, what the fuck was you thinking? Like I get what you saying, but not quite what you thinking. Like I see is a legend. The Godfather. Rap. Put the T in the text, put his bitch on the track. Don't respect his opinion, little nigga, you whack. Yeah, I'm broken, I'm sad. But what they say after that? Do your dirt while you're lonely. Keep it deep with your homies. Ain't no I.
a 15 baby, but there's two in indictment. Keep your dope smelling malty, that is quote your excitement. Fans been watching for years, but never seen nothing like it. Legal dope at its highest. Point your fingers in cameras, I continue to smiling. Like my last name, Montana, and I'm balling Miami. In the club at the crib, still express how I'm feeling, still express how I live. Still I stress, I'm the freshest bastard my city didn't father. Contestant, I hit your track with an A for this powder. My chopper ain't bother, so why should I bother the world with my problems? Me and my revolver, don't make me involved. That there you don't need, my gangster, I do it, oh so effortlessly.
Legal Dope first. Legal Dope first right there, man. That was the Legal Dope triple up.
Because normally we double them up.
Normally we double them up, but tonight we tripling them up. That was the first record was the boy Block Life. Again, you can get that on That Pimp, that Sex and Cereal mix CD. You can get that on That Pimp, Mr. Block Life. Go pick that up. That first record was off of that, On Me.
Second joint was my main man, friend of the Legal Dope radio show. You know, our guest last week was E-Dub the Gangster, rapping Cook County, rapping Chi-Town real hard, you know what I mean? That was called Larry Hoover.
And you
that
can
joint
reach
is
him.
Blazing.
And you can reach him at Dub the Gangster, D-U-B-T-H-E, just like it's spelled G-A-N-G-S-T-A. You know what I'm saying? Dub the Gangster, you can reach him on Twitter there. And the last record was
Legal Dope Favorite.
Legal Dope Favorite. Actually, it won Video of the Year. During the Dopeies.
Definitely.
It won Song of the Year. Did it win Song of the Year? I think it won Song of the Year, too. No.
Video of the Year for sure.
Video of the Year for sure. I think Smoke This won Song of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been Smoke This. Shout out to the New Ground. Shout out to the boy SP. So it's 31 after the hour. You're in the building with the Legal Dope Boys. It's your boy, Quarter the Great. Mr. May make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
And my boy Fresh Air, the People's Player. And you already know how we get it in and see the man. It's the Legal Dope Boys. You know what it is. It's that time of day. Shout out to all of the people out here moving around doing their thing. Shout out to the Players Ball.
Hey, I was just, damn, you read my mind. That's crazy. I got to do this, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man Dre and Devonna, you know what I'm saying? The Players Ball coming up this weekend after Milan. You already heard my man Shorty, my man Short, you know, said he was going to be doing this comedy thing at the whole Milan joint, you know what I'm saying? And Natasha's thing on Sunday, too, you know what I mean, on 17th Street. I have to get the name of the venue, you know what I mean? But 17th and Sheridan Road right there, you know what I'm saying? Fashion show, last comedy you did, you know what I mean? Big shout-out to my man. But I got to say, I got to make a shout-out to my man Tommy right now, you know what I'm saying? Because, gee, he funny, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know, the nominees, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
You know, the nominees is, you know, my main man, Kool-Aid. Big shout out to Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? That's a slew of players. You know what I mean? A slew of people nominated for the award. You know what I mean? Which is dope that they're taking it there with the whole shit. You know what I mean? But my main man, G was like, you know, a lot of these niggas, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody, but he said these niggas is being nominated for Player of the Year. And they're living home with their girlfriend. Or, you know what I'm saying, like they got one girl, you know what I mean, or they're not international like my man, because, you know, I seen it.
Tommy, who said that?
Tommy.
Okay.
You know, this nigga, I seen it. This nigga had like eight, you know what I'm saying, chicks from St. Louis come in, you know what I'm saying, in droves, and just, they, you know, y'all went to party, you know what I'm saying. G say, man, I should go to the Players Ball. I should have had them come in this week and walked in with two of the motherfuckers on my arm type of shit, you know what I'm saying, because that's real what he say, though, you know what I mean. A lot of these niggas, you know, call themselves players, which is cool. And it might be, you know, it might be a little more undercover than the next nigga might think, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, I'm a student of the Mac. I'm a student of niggas like that, you know what I'm saying? Friday night, real players, you know what I mean? And, you know, player meant you did your number. You worked your number, you feel what I'm saying? So, like I say, I guess what he was saying and what I'm agreeing with, you know, is, you know, these niggas is being nominated, you know what I'm saying, and very well shouldn't be, you know what I mean? So a big shout out to the Players Ball. That's where all this shit derives from, you know what I'm saying? But it takes more to be a player than people think. That's why some players hang that shit up, because it gets to be a little too hectic.
Man, some people, motherfuckers don't really know what player means. I ain't even gonna get on that. But yeah, shout out to the party though, man. If you're in the area, make sure you go check it out. It's at the Milan. And like Fred said, they got Player of the Year, Hustler of the Year, stuff like that. So we're going to definitely definitely make sure y'all go check that out, man. Like I say, it's March 30th, 7 until 1 a.m.
Let's go to the phone line, Porter Gray. 280, you are on the line with the Legal Dope Boys. Sound like one of them players I'm talking about.
280, you're on the line with the Legal Dope Boys.
224, 280, going online. What up? I thought he was going like longer than that. Down, right? Yeah, I want to be there. Party is going down in that piece. Shit. Hey, so I'm going to touch on something, too. Yeah, I don't know who that is. Yeah, so this is what I'm going to touch on. I got a couple things. I want to get to my pick of the week because I'm excited about it because normally it's Freddie Free segment.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know if you got that taken care of. I don't know if the PD squared is away yet. You know what I mean? But
no, I ain't in there yet.
Okay, so the hottest shit on the street is my Uncle Earl. Uncle E-40, he worked his number. You know what I mean? 3 CDs off Block Brochure Volume 1, 2, and 3. Just hot. This is what I want to touch on, though. And before I get serious, I'm going to bring these two things up. Your boy Usher Raymond.
Yes.
Always makes hits. Comes back hard every time. Never drops no whack shit. Big shout out to Usher. You know what I mean? Usher has been pegged to play Sugar Ray Leonard in the upcoming movie about him, upcoming biopic.
Perfect person. Perfect person.
Usher Raymond has been picked to play
perfect person.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Perfect person.
Boxing legend.
Shout out to Usher.
Hey, the movie is called Hands of Stone, and it's good shit. I said the same thing you did. I personally am elated with the pick, you know what I mean? Could have went a whole lot of ways, you know. Mm-hmm. Probably could have been, you know, anybody. You know
Tommy
what I mean?
Davidson.
You know, could have been anybody, you feel what I'm saying? But it was definitely Usher, and he's going to nail it down, I believe. Big shout-out to Usher, like you said, Joe. The movie's called Hands of Stone. Don't know if it's in production yet. Don't know what the distance, you know, as far as when it's coming out or when to look for it or whatever, but it's definitely coming out. So, like I said, big shout-out to Usher.
What else you got?
I got old news. It's about 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks old, but I just feel like I got to get it out there because I've been saving it in my notes. You know what I mean? Michael Jackson unreleased music has been stolen.
Damn.
You know what I mean? It was, I know you all remember, it was like April last year. So, like I say, it just came out. Like, my news ain't that old, but it happened in April last year.
Right.
My news is about, like I say, no more than a month old. You know what I mean? But last year in 2011, in April, when X amount of millions of people's PlayStation 3s was hacked.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then when they were hacked, a lot of people don't know that Sony paid Michael Jackson estate $215 million for, you know, tracks and footage from videos and, you know, this, that, and the third. Sony gave the Michael Jackson estate $215 million. Well, when that happened, when those PS3s were actually hacked, people's music and their games and their just information, period, somebody lucked up and got unreleased Michael Jackson tracks.
Wow.
So I don't know how, I don't have one of those copies yet, Freddie Free. You know what I mean? Unreleased mic tracks, you know what I mean? But that's huge, though. Like, think about the person that's sitting on tens and hundreds of Michael Jackson tracks. Like, that's huge, bro. That's all the way huge. Shit's wild. And lastly, like I said before, we try to get my uncle Earl's music on this joint. What about your boy Lil B?
Man, please speak on that. Please do it. Please, you got to. You got to.
Well, the rumor has it that your boy Lil B, and you know, for those who's not familiar with Lil B been making a lot of noise. I want to say he's from one of them groups.
He's from, not the Cali Swag District, but what's the dude with the big band?
The Pack. The Wolf Pack. I think so. Got my Nikes on, but they got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers.
Yeah, the Wolf Pack is...
The Pack, for sure.
Yeah, he's... No. I thought the Wolf Pack was, No, that's Wolf Gang.
Either way, it would have it.
But he's with the Pack. Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers.
Either way, it would have it.
They call him the bass guy.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so check in. This dude right here, fam. Right.
Oh, shit.
First of all, he made headlines, you know, like last year sometime, or
right,
earlier this year sometime.
Right.
When he released his album title. And his album title was called...
I'm Gay.
I'm Gay.
Oh, shit.
I just remember my Uncle Shorty and, like, a lot of people going in on this fool, you know,
right.
And, like, what the fuck is he doing talking about? His album is called I'm Gay. And he had some half-assed excuse for the reason or whatever have you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He said he's happy. That's
or whatever the fuck, you feel me? So, the case is cute. Hey, so check out, shout out to Quarter Key. Hey, so, I quote, you know, the dude says, I'm not literally a homosexual, but I'm happy. I did it also to embrace the homosexual community also, but some motherfuckers was like, I copped out. You know what I mean? She just stuck with the I'm gay title, you know, because he changed it, I guess, or whatever. Like, I'm not totally gay, but I'm gay. Salute. And that's a quote. You know what I mean? Like I say, well, the rumor has it that this dude is finna wait, you know, like in a couple of weeks or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And by the way, he's called the self-proclaimed princess.
Really?
Pause.
Really?
Like, you
Did
know,
he say that?
You're the self-proclaimed. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you proclaim, like, I'm self-proclaiming the people's player.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to call me that.
Right.
It might not be.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's my name.
And
I'm taking responsibility for it.
One man.
One man.
All myself.
All myself.
You know
one name. Goddamn, Lil
So this dude is a self-proclaimed princess.
Wow.
He calls himself, you feel me? He's supposed to make a quote-unquote earth-shattering announcement in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Supposed to do it at a big venue, like a press conference type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And the dude's supposed to say he's coming out of the closet as a bisexual man.
Wow.
Like, this dude has fans. He sells out arenas. Like, he got a following, church.
He got a heavy following.
He got a following, church. So, like, I don't know how to quite, you know, put my hands around that. You feel what I'm saying? But this mod is supposed to, you know, come out the closet and say he's a bisexual man in a, you know, shown up testosterone driven industry. Like, you know,
hit me up. Then one. I'm your pussy Jedi.
Listen to that.
Yep. She's from another planet. Haters, they can't stand it. Her body's off the freezer. Make you wanna thank her. Yeah. Human bloody pop. Just lose, I'm a cop. Take her to the back. Show her new stuff. My sword is so slow.
Look, I don't know the segue you was looking for.
Man, that's what I was looking for.
Hey, but look, though, because I'm done talking about Lil B, because I just wanted to, you know, like I said, I'm here for knowledge.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I always say on this show.
Knowledge bomb, son.
The definition of ignorance is never being taught.
Exactly.
It's not calling you dumb, stupid, none of that shit. So if somebody say you're ignorant, you're really, you know, you're ignorant of whatever it might be because you was never taught that shit. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? But I heard that joint on the radio the other day. We broke that. The Ben 1 joint.
No, the Ben 1, yeah.
The Ben
1
joint.
Yeah. They thought they broke it.
Yeah, no. Somebody's like, world premiere.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
New Ben 1 joint featuring Shauna and In Love With Your Booty.
Yeah,
and
John Blue.
And John Blue, big shout out to John Blue and Shauna and the homie Ben 1, you know, definitely a fan of the Legal Dub Radio Show. They thought they broke the joint. We did that. Two men. By ourselves. We did that. You know what
Legal Dub Radio did that.
Hey,
hopefully
we did
you ain't
that,
got
man.
To go through that.
Definitely. Hey, check it out, man. I got to get my man on before it's all said and done, before the shit's over with. You know what I'm saying? My Uncle Earl. You know, and you see I'm sweating the PDs for this shit. You know what I mean? Because I got to do it. It's my uncle. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Let's jump to another joint until the time comes for that.
All right, man. When it come out, he giving me the signal. It's on his way through. So that's definitely going to happen. But I promise that I will play a record by the female part of Traxxer 8. Her name is Tia
London. Right,
yeah.
Definitely.
She got a record called Thinking About You, and the remix got Twist on.
I was like, ain't it featuring Twist or some shit?
Yeah.
Right. Big shout out to Twist.
Big
shout out
to
Tia London. Big shout out to the whole Traxxer Inc. fam, because we get love over there, son.
Right.
We're getting love in Harlem. Feel what I'm saying? Like, we're getting love from the niggas all the way around the table, like you say. I've been saying it the whole show. Great show last week. Big shout out to E-Dub, the gangster. You know, we had the homeboy direct on the show. You know what I mean? Hey, Traxxer Inc. shows us love.
Exactly.
We get love.
And like I said, we got the boy. I shot fam a message. The boy Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Flo. And you know, told him that the Legal Dope listeners want to get him in the building when he's going to come sit down with the Legal Dope boys. He said when he come back to the city, he's going down. So big shout-out to Twista and big shout-out to Traxter and big shout-out to all them boys. Got to give a big shout-out to my boy Direct. Got to give a big shout-out to my boy Direct. And I got to do this. Big shout-out to the boy Direct. Big shout-out to the boy Buckinside Nuisance. Big shout-out to the boy Griffin. I actually talked to Griffin, and we're going to have Griffin on the show next week. Griffin got a lot of shit going on, and he got a show coming up with Scarface. And he asked, you know, because I was going to have him on sooner, but he was like, hey, you know, let me get on next week because I got a show coming up with Face, and I want to promote that. So we're going to get him on. Also, if you go to my Facebook page or go to my Twitter account, you actually see the link where you can download, and actually I'm going to tweet it in a minute. There's a link where you can download the new Griffin album. I think it's Ashland Chronicles. It's awesome. I listened to it today, and that shit is rocking. So like I say, big shout-out to all the Chi-Town artists who show us love.
And those that don't know, Griffin was on the show last year, you know, the first Legal Dope installment before he went on hiatus.
Last season.
He was on, the word I'm looking for. He was on the show last season, and Griffin came through. We partied with the cat, you know, we played his music, the Bobos, you know what I mean? We got in his head a little bit, pause. Like, the dude is, you know, he's definitely an artist, you know what I mean? And he was working on, some, not really secretive, you know, but he's trying to iron the wrinkles out of a whole deal with the boy Face, you know what I'm saying? Which reminds me, now that I think about it, so my man Face is home if he got a show coming up with him there.
Yeah, I think something with Face and Bun B actually talking about the whole Trayvon Martin thing. Face actually went in, it was a live, they actually came out and spoke on it.
Okay.
Bun B said the real shit. Bun B said, you know, and I don't want to misquote him, but he said something along the lines of, you know, this is a serious matter, you know, and on the real, you know, everybody talking serious and you got your hoodies on, but how serious are you about it? How real are you about it? Because on the real, a lot of y'all people wouldn't even be here if we didn't come. Like, if y'all didn't know that we was coming, a lot of y'all people wouldn't be here and just be real with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the boy Bun B. So, yeah, we got the boy Griffin on next week. And like I say, shout out to all the Chicago artists. Shout out to the boy Swag Lyrics. I'm going to play that record with me and too. They got selected to be on the Green Lantern mix CD. And Green Lantern is Eminem's DJ. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the boy Swag Lyrics. I'm going to get to this Tia London featuring Twista. Thinking about you. Get addicted.
It don't be just sex, I know we so compatible even though we just met.
Yeah.
I could talk now, she just left. You feel like you know me better than your BFF. You done got me in some shit so deep, I accidentally say your name in my sleep.
Tia.
What you did to me in the back of the Jeep made me mistaken for you between the sheets.
Damn.
Anticipating you so much, I do a countdown when I see you come like 3, 2, 1, go.
Come on, girl.
Then you put it on me like never before when I'm in love with the way that you touching and kissing and rubbing my body when I'm up inside it, the way that you ride it and when I penetrate it. You feel like your cookie better than hers. You ain't even gotta say it. I see it the way you were singing.
And if you did, you'd be lying.
Hey, baby, my name is London. Don't like it. You must be frontin'. Your girl can't do it quite like I can. No, she's stretched wild. Ease your tension. Ignore your needs. I pay attention. Your girl can't do it quite like I can. You see, I got you thinking about it, thinking about it. Got you wondering. Got you thinking about it. You should be with me and not her. Oh, got you thinking about it, thinking about it. Got you wondering. Got you thinking about it. You should be with me and not her. Oh, what's on your mind? Tell me about it. I'll make you laugh, you'll forget about it. Your girl can't to do it quite like I can. No, I'll take you out, pay for dinner, make it a night that you will remember. Yeah, your girl came to do it quite like I can. You see, I got you thinking about it, thinking about it. Got you wondering. Got you thinking about it. You should be with me and not her. No, got you thinking about it. Got you wondering. Got you thinking about it. You should be with me and not her.
Finger on the tap, cause he heard a noise, dog walking in the back. Hella paranoid, cause he the nigga with the pack. Got the tree for sale, that hair rhyme. Greg
Hammers in the kitchen?
Under the couch.
L.A. ammunition?
All through the house.
His family Christian?
They from the south.
Had a premonition?
Figured it out.
Okay. Warning a couple weeks ago, called me an act when I was trying to tiptoe. Knuck up on me from the back and dropped it to my tipple because I didn't get the memo. Brought the noise like a symbol, put the barrel in my hand. I was sneaking through the window with my 100-round extender in the middle of the night, in the morning, in the middle. In the dark, got the light, and the dope being rental. Took the law in his own hands, popped me like a pimpo.
Sliding through the slums with a mask. Looking for anybody stunting dressed in black. They straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick. Sliding through the slums with a mask. Looking for anybody stunting dressed in black. Came straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick.
$1, young niggas off gunpowder, sliding through the slums, lay a bum down for $1. Ready for the jack move, niggas out to get the fatty so the act cool. On the creep in the Chevy with the Mac tool, banged out with a face for the tattoo, like tattoo. Watch niggas go natty on the mission for the money, come up with a bloody wedding. Just for thinking you were cute, situation got ugly like fat bitches in a bathroom. Black niggas on the map, about to get the scrap, creeping like some raccoon. Black hoodie with a black mask, sorry about the bad news. Got your shit took in this, tip looking through apartments, cause your clique looking like lunch meat. Well, niggas out here starving, eat them up, hit them up, hit them up, hit them up with the gardens, get in that ass, like an enema, denema, cinema, whiff of the gas, hit it with a stash at, put it all in the backpack, I ain't talking about half, that's what the little homie told the other nigga when he put a pony point at his body with the Mac, winning his money back from the dice game, cause the nigga just got cracked, time to hit a lick, my nigga, this is a jack, back to stuff,
sliding through the slums with a Mac, looking for anybody stunting dressed in black. They straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick. Sliding through the slums with a Mac. Looking for anybody stunting dressed in black. Going straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick.
See, I go hard or go home, cause that's my motto, nigga. And I got great Kool-Aid and Thunderbird in my bottle, nigga. And they got me on one, now they're rolling on the solo. Bunch of hollow points in this paper bag for that all black bulldog fofo. I'm a menace, I'm local. Shoot a nigga ass up out this Lolo. I pull up slow with a hat low. Get a hood out, then I let that gap blow. I'm a beast, enemy of the state. How about the whip with the beam on the case? Turn around, drum, barrel in the face. Anybody move, motherfucker, I'ma spray. Sebo, known for them desert egos. Shoot a nigga right through the people. They keep the dope for them kilos. Yeah, I serve a nigga for months. Let him come up. And when he do, I send the little homies out to run up. Straight jack and all for one. One for all. And my only reason off in this game is that I came to fall. So load your guns, nigga. Till we on the run to get this money by the ton, nigga. Ain't no my side, you an enemy. Fuck where you from, nigga.
Sliding through the slums with a Mac. Looking for anybody stunting dressed in black. Going straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick. Sliding through the slums with a Mac. Looking for anybody stunting dressed in black. Going straight through them apartments in the back. Came for a jack, hitting the lick.
Big shout out to Quarter Key. Hey, that was my main man, my uncle, E-40, featuring T-Nutty and the homeboy Sebo, you know what I mean? I did that for all of the old school heads, you know what I'm saying? I like that old, you know, slap music, that old grind shit, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody, Joe. We nearing the end of the show. Just about perfect timing. You know, like I said, won't be no overtime for the boys today. You know, we're going to go hard. And we do that for the people when we have guests, really, you know. We work our number when we have guests on the show. Like I say, hopefully next week we'll have a homie, Mickey Flo, Mickey Halstead, on the joint, you know. So, man, another good show, man. R.I.P. to Trayvon Martin. It seemed like, you know, that the people, not just, you know, African-Americans, not just black people, it seemed like the people going to get to the bottom of it some kind of way, you know, because everybody wants justice. So, I don't know.
90 seconds to count, man. You know what it is. It's your boy Fresh Air, the People's Player. Your boy Corey the Great. Thank you all for coming out. What was I about to say?
Thank you
for coming out.
Thank you all for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Good night. R.I.P. to the boy Trayvon, man. R.I.P. to all the fallen folks. You know what it is. So I'm going to take it out with this, man. We'll see y'all next week. You already know what it is, man. We'll be back in the building. You know what I'm saying? Fresh Air People's Player's birthday. Next Wednesday, we getting it in. You already know. So I'm going to leave y'all on this note. We thank y'all for coming out. And like I say, man, follow us on Twitter at Legal Dope Radio. Go back to LegalDopeRadio.com and download the show after this. At WhoIsQuarterKey.com if you want that District 187 mix CD. Also, I got all of the mix CDs coming soon, past, present, and the future. I got them all coming soon. So be on the lookout for that as well. So this is what we're going to do.
Rest in peace, DJ Megatron, too. Forgot about that, man. We'll talk about that a little next week.
Rest in peace, Megatron. Rest in peace, Pretty Tony from the Mac.
Man, I'm slipping, man.
Rest in peace, Dagwood, man. You already know what it is. UGK, one day. We'll see y'all next week. Stay addicted.
Well, 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 well. Hello, baby. Oh, one day you hear. And then you're gone.
Selling crack, cocaine, and codeine. Time to stack some paper. I gotta do it quick. Thinking I'm a juvenile, but they don't know who they messing with. Yeah, my mama's only son, but I live every day like it's my motherfucking last one. Every nigga in they mama asking why, but I'm in the game. Live by the game, and in the game I'ma die. And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in Horn Plump next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on as a trip you're here today. But the next day you're gone.
One day.
Drama, everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with those are hydroponic marijuana. Gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the pen for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
Up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoking sweet and so these chickens fold the clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder, smolder on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get swallowed under city lights. Niggas be looking shite, so I look shite back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches tryna lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga Donnie 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy's son away? Man, if you got kids, show me you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, and baby, the next day they gone.
I know, you know, well, well, yeah, I know. baby, here, baby, and then you're gone.